Listen to the Tommy Schermecker Show live weekdays 9 to noon on CJAD 800 and CJAD.com.
My next guest is a travel expert. He's also the author of a book with a terrific title, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. And he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy.
Let's get away from the dreaming and get to the travel part. What advice would you have on how to kickstart a travel plan?
Well, you know what? It's peak summer travel season right now, and there are lots of opportunities right now, but it is quite expensive to book something at the last minute. So really, the biggest mistake that most travelers make is, ironically, the first decision you make when planning your trip. It's where you decide to go and when. We want to go to the same places as everyone else at the same time. For example, peak summer travel season right now. And usually what I recommend is to have a long-term travel plan. Have a list of all the places that you want to visit. Because from a vacation perspective, there's no one single place on earth that's so amazing that no other one will do. So by having a list of 10 places you want to visit, I recommend prioritizing those that are least expensive to visit today. So these are places where you may have friends and family that you can visit, places where we have a currency advantage as opposed to other countries where we're currently at a currency disadvantage. So by being intentional and planning a little bit more, you can significantly stretch your travel dollar.
Okay, right now, where in the world would be low season?
Good question. Down in Australia, New Zealand, certainly they're in winter right now. But when we look at when we look at currency differentials, if you feel the Canadian dollar's dropped a lot, if you go down to South Africa, the rand has just fallen through the floor. And you can go down there, and we've got such a currency advantage in South Africa that you can take advantage of opportunities to go on amazing safaris in places like Kruger National Park. Actually, Lonely Planet had ranked Botswana as their top pick for countries to visit in 2016. For the easier accessibility with direct flights going there and the spectacular safaris they have. Also, if you go to Southeast Asia, if you like the tropics, a lot of places in Southeast Asia are a fraction of what it would cost to go to the Caribbean. Of course, there's the cost of getting there, but once you're there, very, very inexpensive. It was found that Phuket in Thailand has the least expensive 5-star resorts in the world. This is according to a study that was done by priceoftravel.com. And I was recommending that to newlyweds if they wanted to have a real luxury experience in 5-star hotels. That's a phenomenal place to go. And a big reason for that is the currency difference. And just amazing to see luxury accommodations there. Just things that would be thousands of dollars a night in North America that you can get that are affordable in Phuket, Thailand.
So it would be thousands of dollars per night in North America. How much would it be in Thailand?
When we convert to Canadian dollars, I would say you can get places for 5-star accommodations for less than $100 a night.
Wow. My guest, Russell Hannon, his book, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. Tell me, you mentioned that if you book at the last minute, you'll end up spending more money. That's often true, especially with airline tickets. What about cruise ships? What does a cruise ship do if they're about to sail, if they're 3-4 days away from sailing and there are some empty rooms?
Well, you know what? The old trick that you used to be able to do, you could go down to Fort Lauderdale the day prior to a cruise and actually solicit cruise ships for empty rooms and get great deals. But now there's new security procedures in place where federal oversight wants to see lists of everyone that's going to be on the cruise ship 72 hours in advance. So those security procedures, for good reason, have eliminated some of those opportunities for the best last minute deals.
Okay, not the last minute, but let's say a week before. What happens if it's a week before and they still have some cabins available? What would the cruise line do?
What I recommend is following travel agencies that actually buy cabins in bulk and then sell them off. And one thing that I recommend doing, the biggest complaint a lot of people have is they're overwhelmed. They don't know really where to look. And what I recommend is finding a couple travel agencies that specialize in cruises, sign up to their newsletter, and then that way, once a week, you'll get a newsletter of basically the best deals of the week. And these are travel agencies that are really on top of what's happening out there. So this way, you're basically, instead of having to go out and look for cruise deals, and I always recommend signing up to a basket of maybe 3 different travel agencies that specialize in cruise ships, and that way you're getting deals delivered directly to your inbox, and it shouldn't take more than a minute to scroll through that every week.
My guest, Russell Hannon, he's a travel expert. His book is called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. If you have any travel questions for him, 514-790-0800, you can give us a call. Or if you prefer, you can send a text question to 514-800. What about, let's look at some destinations around the world. In Italy right now, it's very high season. It's very, very hot, very, very expensive. When would be a good time off season for Italy, for instance?
Well, you know what happens? That I was out there in October. Actually, it was Canadian Thanksgiving weekend a few years ago. And for a Canadian out there in October, I felt it, the temperature felt just like midsummer weather in Canada, nice and comfortable. And even the locals there, they say, this is comfortable weather for us. And in the middle of the summer, it is a little bit too hot. In Venice, I was told if you go this time of year with the sewage and stuff, there can be some odor. But when you go in that shoulder season, basically late September, October, or even in April or May, is you've got that comfortable temperature. So that's really the sweet spot that I would recommend.
How do you avoid travel surcharges?
Travel surcharges, well, you know, that's one of the things. It's getting harder to know the true cost of a trip till you get home and look at your credit card statement. And a lot of these surcharges, like checked bag fees, are the biggest thorn that we have. And the first thing to know is checked bag fees only apply to the base economy fares. But you can still fly economy and get a complimentary checked bag if you have priority status with WestJet or Air Canada. And you can get that. WestJet is if you've spent $4,000 in flights in a calendar year, they will bump you up to what they call silver status the following year, which comes with a free checked bag benefit. Air Canada, it's a bit more generous. It's only $3,000 you have to spend in flights, and then they'll give you prestige status, which gives you two free checked bags per flight for the following year. If you don't have that, you can still get a free checked bag if you book your flight with a affiliated credit card that has a free checked bag benefit. For example, WestJet has the World Elite MasterCard. Air Canada has a TD Infinite Aeroplan Visa card, but that one's not as generous. It's only if you're flying on Aeroplan points. So unless you're always flying on points, you'll be limited as to how much you can take advantage of that.
Russell Hannon, my guest, a travel expert, author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. Is it worth paying to get into a lounge at an airport?
Well, one way that I do this, actually, sometimes you can't even pay to get into these lounges. Sometimes it depends on the status of ticket. But one trick that I had is there's a credit card, actually, in Canada. They partner with Priority Pass. So when you sign up to this credit card, one of the benefits, they give you for free a membership to, basically gives you access to more than 700 airport lounges around the world. It's called Priority Pass. And that's a benefit that comes with the BMO World Elite MasterCard. So that card, it costs $120 a year to have it, but the membership itself costs about $100 for Priority Pass, and then they give you four complimentary entrances to any airport lounge in the world that they're affiliated with over the course of a year. So usually that costs about $27 each, so you're getting more than $200 in value there, where if you don't have it, often you can't pay to get into those airport lounges unless you do have a proper airline ticket. So that's a good way to give you that confidence that you can get in.
More of your questions for my guest, Russell Hannon. We got a listener, Ross, who wants to know, barring price, where's a safe place to travel these days? My guest is the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. We'll find out about some other destinations in Europe and Asia. Some questions about Chiang Mai. Is that a good place to visit? Any of your travel questions for Russell Hannon? 514-800. Travel expert Russell Hannon, my guest, author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. People want to know, Ross wants to know, barring price, where is a safe place to travel these days?
Well, yeah, I recommend anywhere that you go in the world. If you're, for example, visiting national parks, or you're going to be in rural settings and destinations, maybe, for example, there are some concerns about visiting Europe right now, but I'd recommend if you're going there and you're having yourself a leisurely rural escape, if you're in a safe country, I would say there's not more to worry about in general than when you're at home. Even in Europe, we all have friends and family in different parts of Europe, and when I speak to them, certainly they're concerned, but still the odds of something happening directly where they are at the time that they're there is relatively low. I recommend taking a look at government websites as well, just to see what the travel advisories are for those places. That way, at least you can make an informed decision. It's the same thing, if you've got a concern about anything, there's so many places to visit in the world. You don't have to expose yourself to something that makes you uncomfortable. But you want to make an educated decision statistically as to what the risks are. And quite often, I feel by avoiding the real popular spots where you've got really big gatherings and such, that's a significant precaution that you can make that'll really steer you clear of potential risk.
Your questions for travel expert Russell Hannon. His book is called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. What tips would you have to maximize the benefits of places like websites like Couchsurfing and Airbnb?
Well, the first thing to know is there's no single website that'll give you the best price 100% of the time, but there are a few that return better prices, a bit more often on average than others. I've got a few favorites that I'll mention, but some things to keep in mind, when you're doing a search on a computer, a lot of travel operators can see your search history, and it's possible for them to manipulate prices. So what I recommend is if you're using any website, to do blind searches, meaning don't necessarily log in so that they can see your profile and see your history. Also, delete cookies with your computer as well before you go to a search, regardless of what website you have. Now that can work for you or against you, but basically travel operators can manipulate prices that way.
Well, in other words, if they see you're really intent on going to France, for instance, they'll up the price?
Well, once in a while, it's happened to me, and even there was a show I was on, Kevin O'Leary was on before me, and he said it happened to him, where he had done a search, left the computer, came back, and the price was higher for the exact same one. He came back to book it. And so I do know someone else where it actually worked in his favor. He was doing searches to Dubai and just gave up on it completely because the prices were too much. And 2 weeks later, he got an email in his inbox with a killer deal to Dubai, and he booked it. And the question was, well, how is it that I got that email? And certainly, when we think back to it, we don't have the true evidence of it, but certainly the website he was using saw his search history, and the theory is that they threw him a bone, thinking maybe if they give him a good price, maybe this person will jump on it.
This listener wants to know, what about Japan as a destination, October, November?
Well, what I recommend for from a pricing perspective, there's a great website, Trudeau International Airport. There's a company actually that has a website called YULDeals.com. And basically they scour all the deals flying out of Trudeau Airport and they post the best ones. And right now, if you go to the website, you'll see right on the cover page in the left, Montreal to Japan and China from $539 tax included round trip, including August availability. And when you click on it, you'll see all the dates going right through the fall. And just killer.
Wait, $539 return to Japan from Montreal?
Yeah, you'll see it right now, YULDeals.com. So this is specific to Trudeau Airport, and they've got that right on the cover now. And actually, on the break, I clicked on it just to read through the details. Yeah. And you'll see that there's you've got about 10 different dates to choose from. So it gives you the departure and return date, so you do have to be a little bit flexible. But these are prices that are just unbelievable. And quite often, flexibility comes hand-in-hand with getting these sorts of prices. So
wouldn't it usually be triple or quadruple that?
It can, for Montreal, I would say double and a half to triple that easily, flying economy. But the thing is, what I like about YUL deals is basically they search everything that's coming out of Trudeau, and they're always looking ahead about 4 months out. They also have a Facebook page, and you can follow the Facebook page. And then that way, just in your wall, as you go through it, basically you see all sorts of deals. And this is another example where it doesn't have to be a lot of work. You don't have to spend hours on end searching online. By knowing the travel companies that do this for you and just following them, or signing up to their newsletter, you can have that information hand-delivered to your inbox to cherry-pick from.
Let me go back to Japan for a minute. You've intrigued me with this $539 price. Would that be a direct flight from Trudeau to Tokyo?
Here, I'm clicking on it now, actually. It is just a little photo open up. But basically, what I saw, it was round trip, including taxes. And not only does it go to Japan, it continues on to Beijing afterward. So you can spend time in Tokyo, then you continue on to Beijing, and then you come back. For the connections, I don't see those details, but I see about 15 different options. So hopefully,
And how do you book it? Do you book it through this website, or are you booking it on your own?
Well, definitely through the website. Actually, they've got print screens of the actual details right there. And what you do is just scroll down for a link exactly where to book it and just follow the instructions from there.
Right, and I saw another... My producer is telling me, Robin's telling me, that there was a return to Reykjavik for $228.
Yes, that's correct. It says between $228 to $338 round trip, including taxes. So the price will vary a little bit depending on when you book. And that is, I'd recommend, instead of spending too much time searching websites, if you're flexible as to where you go, just to follow that. And for a last-minute trip, if you're not sure where to go, you're going to get deals that will just that your friends will be jealous of you of just for following those.
Joseph wants to know, which is more cost-effective, an all-inclusive resort or a resort where you arrange for your own meals?
Well, you know, I think part of it is your lifestyle. I find the all-inclusive resorts, I feel a little hamstrung at times where I wish I could go to eat at other restaurants and such. Like, for example, down in Puerto Vallarta, a lot of the resort towns is basically you're in one resort and you're eating there and it's all-inclusive and you can't necessarily skip around to the others. So I think part of it is the your travel style, so to say. And and it may be worth paying a little bit more money if the all-inclusives aren't exactly what you want to get out of your travel experience. So I think that there's a bit of a dollar value to factor in or consider with what you want to get out of your trip as well.
Someone telling us there's no direct flights to Tokyo from Montreal, at least one connection, usually Chicago, New York, or L.A.
Yes, and I can see in the example that we were looking at, they've got screenshots of the exact itinerary. So they'd looked it up and put the screenshots right in there showing all the connections, the exact times and such. So that would make sense to me. That is quite a long flight.
One last question very quickly. Do you make, as an inveterate traveler, do you make a lot of use of Airbnb when you travel?
Airbnb, I haven't used it very much myself, but I know a lot of people who actually use Airbnb to rent it out. A lot of people who just enjoy meeting travelers, and a lot of people I know who are using it regularly, even for business travel. So you know, something a lot of people don't know is there's a lot of inexpensive alternatives to hotels, which are as expensive as they've ever been, by the way. And in the summer, something to keep in mind is thousands of universities all around the world have empty dormitories. A lot are trying to offset their costs. For example, you know, UBC in Kelowna is renting out their university rooms for about $45 a night. Last year in London, England, University of London was renting out their rooms in the summer, bed and breakfast, for about, I think it was £35 a night. So there's one website you can look at, universityrooms.com, and all kinds of universities all over the world post inexpensive options, and I think that's something you can take advantage of in the summer.
Thank you so much. Pleasure talking to you. As always, Russell Hannon, a travel expert. His book is called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. Some excellent tips. You're listening to the Tommy Schnurmacher Show on CJAD.
News Talk Radio, CJAD 800, CJAD.com.